Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only arena where 15 ancient traditions, tag team one human question, and nobody walks away with a belt. Tonight's matchup, your wound versus your will to let it go. Let's get philosophical.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to being forgiven than to actually forgiving, what have I been holding on to? Which might be, what is the wound actually doing for you? Or, why does someone else's guilt feel so load-bearing? Or, bluntly, are you keeping the score because the score is the point? Let's sit with that. So the question is catching someone in a very specific act of self-deception. Not, I'm angry. Not even, I can't forgive. It's, I have been more interested in being forgiven, by God, by the universe, by whoever, than in actually releasing the person who hurt me. And almost every tradition we looked at lands on the same diagnosis, though for wildly different reasons. The short version, the wound is doing a job. Christianity calls it the ledger. You've been keeping one. Every wrong entered carefully, preserved, because if the debt disappears, so does your status as the injured party. And that status has been useful.
Judaism makes that even sharper. Teshuva toward God costs you pride. Teshuva toward the actual person who hurt you costs you the wound itself. And the wound, if you're honest, has been the most faithful companion you've kept. God can't refuse your return. The other person can. That asymmetry is why you aimed your devotion upward instead of sideways. It's lower risk. You get to look humble without actually losing anything.
Taoism goes somewhere slightly different, and I think it's the strangest and most useful move. It says, the grievance was never really about the hurt. It was proof that you mattered enough to be hurt. A hub stuffed with cargo can't turn. You packed the center full. The exact weight of that one afternoon, the apology that still hasn't come in the right words, and called it grief when it was closer to self-certification. The Stoic version is colder. Someone else's conscience is not yours to govern. Waiting for them to pay is refusing to eat the meal that's actually on the table.
Existentialism is the one that stings. It says the injury became your alibi. If they stay guilty enough, you never have to sit down at the blank page of your own life and write the first line yourself. Tenderly, even. The hurt was real. But their guilt has been doing your meaning making for you. Vedanta takes that further. Find the one beneath the one who was wronged, and that one has no grievance, no case, no courtroom. It's been waiting years to enter, which is either deeply liberating or deeply annoying, depending on the night.
The pop culture oracle went full Goodfellas. Henry Hill on the stand, except you ratted on yourself every night at 3 a.m. running the tape. It's not wrong. The traditions genuinely disagree on what to do with that, though. Buddhism says the self that requires forgiveness to complete it has no more substance than the grudge it feeds on. So the whole structure dissolves. Absurdism says, to forgive completely is to walk into air that keeps no record. And that is the most terrifying revolt there is. Those are not the same move. One says the self was empty all along. The other says you have to choose the void anyway. If you find impermanence more convincing than radical choice, you'll feel the Buddhist pull. If the void sounds like freedom, absurdism is yours. What you've been holding on to is the verdict, the open account that names you wronged and therefore not yet responsible for the next thing. Every tradition we looked at today from different angles says the ledger is real, but the protection it offers is borrowed. Tomorrow we have another question waiting.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it's been useful, subscribe wherever you're listening. And tell one person whose wound has been working over time. Today we had Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, Sufism, Stoicism, Existentialism, Vedanta, Cynicism, Epicureanism, Zen, absurdism, and one pop culture oracle who went straight to the courtroom and didn't apologize. Somewhere between the ledger and the blank page, there's a door you've been standing in front of for a while. Maybe tonight's the night you stop counting. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's Question of the Day.